Hello.
Hello. Hey, how you doing, sir?
Hi.
Hey, sorry. I think our lines got disconnected. I was talking to you about the survey.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm at work, man. Can you do it quicker? I'm working.
Oh, yes. We are about to be finished. We're just asking the last questions. So with the last, I'm gonna read you some of the last questions. Because we both the Customer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit report for 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief in importing access and credit for million individuals. From 0 to 10, how would you feel on this one if you're motivated?
Yeah, that's gonna be a 7.
Okay, thank you. Next one, because we vote in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers in a substantial $10 million annually, demonstrating that Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fair credit practices. From 0 to 10, how motivated you are regarding this statement?
Not the 10.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for response so far. I know he's going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds. That's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. So no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change in your issues, no matter that matters to you. Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes in issues that matter to you.
It's a 10.
Okay, thank you. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matters the most in their community?
I think 6.
That's 6. Okay, thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know that's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up and to prevent people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 10.
That's a 10, yeah.
Thinking back on the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Thank you, sir. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual, straight, or straight? 2, lesbian or gay? 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widower?
Unmarried.
Married, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No, my youngest is 21.
Okay, he's old enough to vote already. And yeah. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm black.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat. I think we've done all this before.
Okay. Yes, sorry.
I think we've done all these already.
Yes, yeah, these are the last 3 questions that I have right now. Sorry. Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. How will you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent?
Full-time.
And last year in the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your estimate is fine?
That was like 51,000.
Yeah,
pay. That's okay. $61,000.
That's a lot of money right there. That's great. Thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. I would like to thank you for your patience. I know it was a little bit long, but thank you once again for answering the call and finishing the survey. I know some of the answers were a little bit repetitive, but thank you for understanding. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you for your
time. Okay.
Enjoy the rest of the day. Take care.
Bye-bye.